This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. When every vote counts, suppression and stay-at-homes count too. A lot of attention has fallen on a single district in a Virginia legislature that sheds a bright light on the old civics motto that every vote counts. In this case, District 94 of the Virginia House of Delegates has been a seesaw race that is still not finalized, as the winner has teetered back and forth between a one-vote margin of victory and an absolute tie. National attention has been strong because the House of Delegates, somewhat like the U.S. Senate, currently has a 51-49 majority, Republicans to Democrats, giving Republicans control of the body with a newly elected Democratic governor. If the race goes to the Democrat, the bottleneck in the legislature improves the chances that Virginians will finally take advantage of the Affordable Care Act and other more progressive measures that have been stalled in the current arrangement. There are many current themes that add spice to the drama in Virginia. The Republican incumbent in this Newport News district, David Yancey, has won a couple of terms with solid margins. The Democrat, Shelley Simons, is currently a school board member trying to move up to the state level. In another sign of Republican peril in the age of Trump, Yancey had clobbered Simons only 2 years ago at the ballot box. In 2015, he won by 57.6%, polling 8,140 votes to her 42.4% and 6,002 votes. In 2013, he'd beaten another Democratic challenger who gave him a somewhat closer race, polling a bit over 11,000 votes. The current tie vote is at 11,608 to 11,608, with the challenge vote that pulled Yancey to even now contested in court, preventing the Board of Elections from drawing lots to determine the winner. But look at what Simons accomplished to get to this point. She almost doubled her vote in 2 years. Yancey simply edged a bit more than he polled in 2013. Republicans throughout Virginia and likely nationally must feel the surge of voters coming behind their backs now. Norfolk News is indeed a city of sorts, but it's hardly a bastion of liberalism located at the heart of one military installation after another. The district is only 23% African American. This is another sign of a political climate change. But this district election shows some other warning signs beneath the headlines. Republicans can't be happy that the Libertarians were a spoiler for them, polling 675 votes. You can bet they'll be talking before the next election. Furthermore, when the lessons of every vote counts are taught and we look at turnout and suppression, note that in November there were 47,604 eligible voters in District 94. As close, exciting, and important as this election is, that means only 50.2% voted. So half of District 94 voters set it out or slept through the whole election. I once lost an election by one vote, even if it was only to be my high school student council president. The apologies from friends and associates who didn't vote were legion. I can imagine Yancey and Simons are witnessing a lot of hand-wringing as well, but the bottom line is at the heart of democratic practice. There's no sense in shaming or apologizing when the answer is improving access and participation in elections, in addition to everyone doing the work to make sure eligible voters get to the polling booths. There are a lot of lessons for all of us in Virginia's 94th, and there are more to come. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.